Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. The brother's question just before the break was regarding the dolls and the toys to be used by girls. Are they supposed to be humans or not the toys to be humans, of course. Yani, is it permissible to take a doll that in the form of a human, or can they take dolls in the form of animals? Both are permissible. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, had in her cabinet a horse plus other dolls. And she said that these are my girls. And as for the horse had wings. And when the Prophet ﷺ said, how can a horse have wings? She said, didn't you hear that Sulaiman, peace be upon him, had a horse with wings? So the Prophet ﷺ laughed and let it be. Why? Because she was a girl. She did not reach the age of puberty at the time. So scholars say that it is permissible to take such dolls. Some of them said that nowadays dolls are more human than dolls. They so much look like real infants or babies. Not only that, they even drink from a milk bottle and you change the diapers afterwards. And when they're hungry, they say, mama, mama, and they burp if you put them on your shoulder. So they say that this is becoming too real. And the issue is an issue of dispute among scholars. The essence is that it's permissible for them to play. Why? They say that girls need to train on caring for children. So when they are taught this from an early age, this grows the love and the mercy. Unlike boys, when you give them a doll, the first thing they do is take the head off and maybe the arms and legs, and then they try to put it back again. Give them a car, they would tear it apart and put it back again. This is what boys usually do. Girls are unlike this. They take very good care of their dolls. They put them to sleep, they cover them, they put a pillow underneath. They're full of mercy. So I personally believe, even if the toys are so real to that extent, it is still, inshallah, part of what was permitted originally, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum.
People try to manage a chance anyhow to carry the funeral on their shoulders. Is there any hadith backing it, or it is an innovation?
I do not know of any hadith that supports that you should try and fight over carrying the funeral, except the general concept of being haste with the funeral and being part of following it and burying it. But I do not know or recall at the moment any hadith that says whoever does this, Allah would reward him. The general hadith is whoever prays on a funeral, Allah would grant him a qirat. And whoever prays on a funeral and follows it until it's buried, Allah will give him two qirats, and Allah Azza wa Jal. Regarding reciting the ayah, from it we have created you, and to it we shall return you, and from it you will be resurrected again. Is it part of the sunnah to throw the three handfuls of soil in the grave while it's being buried and recite this? I do not know a sunnah in it. And therefore, if there isn't any sunnah in it, we cannot do it because it is not part of the sunnah. If there is a hadith stating that the Prophet used to do this, alayhi salam, or his companions, we may follow that. Other than this, no, it is not permissible. Yes, brother. In the second row.
Assalamu alaikum. Taking images and keeping in the mobile is allowed?
This is a question that a lot of the brothers ask about, which indicates that they have a lot of concern when it comes to halal and haram. And may Allah reward them for that. What is forbidden in Islam? The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the most severe people who would be punished on the Day of Judgment are those who take images. The word is al-musawwirun. And Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, sent his companion, Abu al-Hayyaj al-Asadi, And he said, shouldn't I send you on what the Prophet ﷺ sent me? The Prophet sent me not to leave any grave over the ground unless I would level it, and not to see any picture and without leaving it or erasing it. So this is what the Prophet instructed him. And scholars all agree that making sculptures or statues, that is 3D, is forbidden. And it is among the greatest sins that a person could do. Allah would give life to these images or these statues or these pictures, and they will punish the person who did them. And scholars differed regarding drawing 2D, drawing with hand. And the most authentic opinion is that it is forbidden. The majority of scholars say drawing a face, drawing a man, drawing a portrait of a person or an animal, this is forbidden. Now, they differed when it came regarding photography. And the reason of their difference of opinion was they looked at the Arabic word, which is surah, picture, and the description of those who do it, al-musawwirun, those who take pictures. So those who went to say that it is forbidden said, what do we call a camera and what a picture comes out of? This is called a picture. So this is a picture. What are you called? You're called musawwir, the one who takes pictures. So this is completely prohibited. And this is the opinion of Sheikh Ibn Baz and Sheikh Al-Albani. May Allah have mercy on their souls. Other scholars said, no, the picture that we are forbidden from doing is the one that resembles Allah's creation. That is why in the Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, who is greater in sin and transgression more than those who go to create something similar to my creation? Let them create an ant. Let them create a piece of barley or of wheat. So Allah Azza wa Jal is angry with those who create creations similar to His creation. And they said, when I take a photograph of you, am I creating a creation similar to Allah? They said that this is the creation of Allah. And that is why when I look into a mirror, would I say that this is a different person? No. If I look into the water in a pond, my reflection is me. And that is why if I sign a check and you take it and you Xerox it, you make a copy of it, and I have the original and the copy, would I say that this is mine and this is not? Or would I say both are my signature? I would say both are my signature. So they said that photography or capturing the shadow, as they call it, is not considered to be forbidden. And this is the opinion of Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen. However, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen says that you're not allowed to keep it for or as a souvenir. Now, it seems to me, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best, that photography is permissible. Only in two cases that you're not allowed to have them. One, you are not allowed to have any photographs of a grown-up woman. Why? Is it haram? The image itself is not haram, but women, originally, by default, they should be covered. And by keeping images of them uncovered or in their normal dresses, even if only mahrams will see it, this goes against the teachings of Islam. Women are excluded. Why? Because we know this laptop, if I format it once, twice, and three times and I sell it, they still can retrieve whatever was in the hard disk. And I had a friend, he's a pilot in the airlines, who told me I bought a second-hand laptop that was completely formatted. And one of my friends told me, give it to me, I want to play with it for a while. And the second day he brought me pictures of families and of girls, of women, of the owner of, and look what I found on his hard drive. He said I was shocked because they were private pictures, but the one who sold it thought that it could not be retrieved. Likewise from the SD card, the memory card, your camera, your mobile, nothing can be erased. It can be all brought back. So women are prohibited to be taking pictures of, not in weddings, not in private gatherings. And the second one, of deceased. You're not allowed to keep pictures of dead people because this goes against the teachings of Islam. This is exactly what the people of Nuh did when Wad, Suwa', Yaghuth, Ya'uq, and Nasra died, five righteous people. They built statues to remember them and they ended up worshiping them. This is what I believe. Now, someone says, wouldn't it be safer to avoid it? I would tell you definitely it would. But I do not have the guts nor the knowledge to say that it is haram. I can tell you that this is what I believe, but those who would like to follow more reliable shuyukh in banning this or not getting close to this, I would have no hesitation in shaking their hands and saying that you're doing the right thing. But at the same time, I would respect those who say that we do not think that it is imitating Allah's creation, rather it is Allah's creation and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.